Randy Parks, live from the Washington Times.
Welcome back, 1206 at 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. Friday afternoon begins in the nation's capital, and we begin this hour speaking with John Solomon, the editor of the Washington Times, with an exclusive story, front page, FBI blocked in corruption probe involving Senators Harry Reid and Mike Lee. That is an attention getter. Hi, John. How are you?
I'm good.
All right. We need to kind of walk our way through this story. This is very interesting, and as I mentioned off air to you a minute ago, it's a story that has lots of little tentacles everywhere.
It does.
And I guess what it comes down to is the FBI happened to be working with Utah state prosecutors in a corruption investigation related to state officials, and then suddenly two big-time names get kicked out. Harry Reid, Senate Majority Leader, and upcoming, you know, up-and-rising Republican Mike Lee.
Yeah, exactly.
So their involvement, I mean, how did that happen? How did their names come up?
There is an investigation that has hundreds of agents now working on it, state and federal agents, and it has many tentacles, and they found this culture in Utah of pay-to-play politics, and to their great surprise, they found connections to the majority leader, Harry Reid and Mike Lee, and when they went to the Justice Department and said, hey, we'd like to investigate this, Justice said, no, thank you, we're not interested.
All right. So you have one Republican senator, you have one Democratic senator who is also, you know, the majority leader in the Senate.
Right.
You have one state prosecutor who is a Republican.
Right.
You have another who is a Democrat. So the assumption would be that you have an equal playing field here, you know, not one party throwing knives at another.
Right.
Although it wasn't always that way. Some had to recuse themselves from this investigation, right?
They did, yeah. It's sort of become a checkmate, actually, or stalemate, I should say, which is because there's one Republican, one Democrat, neither side seems to be very interested in finding out what's going on at the federal level. And so these FBI agents very craftily went to state prosecutors and said, listen, we can't get our bosses in Washington. How about we do this at the state level? And they've continued to investigate Without the authority of the Justice Department.
All right. Justice Department shuts them down.
Right.
Did they give an explanation?
No.
Nothing.
We're not going to pursue this. We don't want to pursue this. We declined it.
All right.
Yep.
Now, there was an accuser that triggered all of this.
That's right.
Do we know the identity?
We do. His name is Jeremy Johnson, and he's an accused swindler. He's facing 86 felonies right now. But that's sometimes the type of person that knows the dirt, and they're looking to make a deal, and they can deliver the goods. And what we know about Jeremy Johnson is that he's produced checks and photos and other evidence that would corroborate some of his pretty sensational allegations.
All right. So this is a case, then, of a guy squealing to help his own cause.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Now, let's talk about the individual involvement. We'll begin with Harry Reid.
Sure.
All right. It's about, well, in both cases, I guess, it's about money for political favors. Can we assume that?
Well, certainly in the Harry Reid case, that's the strong element.
All right. Do we know what kind of favor?
The allegation is that Harry Reid and people around Harry Reid asked for hundreds of thousands of dollars, actually in one case $2 million, to be sent to various locations. And in return, the promise was he would change his position on online poker legislation, which he had always opposed. And there's the evidence of the checks. And then long and behold, after the checks are all paid, he does change his position on online poker.
Wow. And, you know, that's very interesting because Harry Reid was a Nevada gaming commissioner.
Absolutely.
Years back, and he was definitely against internet gambling. He wanted nothing to do with it.
Very vocal against it.
And so all of a sudden, money heads to a company on the West Coast.
Right.
And seven figures, right?
And then there's a check directly to one of Harry Reid's friends, and there's another check to a mystery consulting firm. So there's about $2.2 million that changes hands from Jeremy Johnson to these various locations. And then Harry Reid, by his own account, he had an epiphany and decided he suddenly felt it was okay to do internet poker now.
Okay, so then he's reelected.
Right.
In 2010, was it?
Right. Yep.
And immediately introduces legislation that would give the go-ahead to internet gambling, although it didn't go anywhere, right?
Right. No, it sort of fulfilled the promise that these guys said that had been made to him, but it was an empty promise in the sense that it never really went anywhere.
All right. Mike Lee. What's the issue there?
Mike Lee bought a home for $1.1 million when he was a well-to-do lawyer. Then he ran for the Senate and found out you don't make as good a salary in the Senate.
Yeah.
And he could no longer afford his home. And, in fact, the value of his home had dropped by $400,000. So he essentially walked away from his mortgage and in a short sale. And the bank ended up losing $300,000-$400,000 of money. And the question is, did he accurately describe his finances when he got the bank to accept all the losses? Because he didn't. You and I are going to pick that up through the bank, but not.
Yeah.
Not Mike Lee. And so there's a question: did he fill out the mortgage paper? Did he accurately describe things? And then the circumstances of who he sold the house to. He sells it to a campaign contributor who's also a federal contractor. He sells the house at a loss. This guy buys it, gets the burden off him. There's a short sale, and then immediately Mike Lee, who is supposedly broke, can't afford the mortgage, rents another house from the same guy in the same neighborhood, and then goes to the Senate floor and says really nice things about this guy, which if you're a federal contractor, it doesn't hurt to have a senator saying nice things on the Senate floor about you.
All right. Now, comments from either Reed or Lee on this?
Yes. They were very vocal. Yes, the meeting with the poker industry took place. Yes, Senator Reed changed his position. Yes, there was a fundraiser where money was involved. No, money had no influence on it, and it's preposterous to suggest that. Yes, Senator Lee did sell his house. Yes, he did stick the bank with the loss. Yes, it was a donor and a foreign federal contractor, but it's a totally above board transaction and nothing to worry about. Now, you talk to the prosecutors, they have a slightly different view of this.
I'll bet. All right, so aside from Harry Reid and Mike Lee, there are other targets, right? And one happens to be the Utah Attorney General. Is that what I hear?
Yes, yeah, the former Attorney General,
right.
A guy named Swallow,
okay,
who resigned recently or stepped down recently. And this week, just as we were breaking this story, the Utah legislature, a special panel, the legislature, concluded that their Attorney General violated at least 8 state laws about public integrity. And they actually said in the report he hung a for sale sign on his office. He was essentially for
sale.
Wow. It's in the report.
How about that? All right, now here's something very curious.
Right.
The guy's a Republican, right?
Yes.
And the DOJ backed away from him.
Right.
So why? You would think the DOJ would, you know, oh, are you kidding?
So
Attorney General, Republican?
Here's the nexus. The Republican Attorney General was one of the people, according to the evidence in the case thus far, who suggested to Jeremy Johnson, the swindler who was giving all that money to Harry Reid, that he had to pay money to Harry Reid and his friends if he wanted to get something done. So he's the nexus between all these touch points that are now part of the investigation.
All right.
And the feds took a pass on him. They decided not to indict him.
That is truly amazing.
Yeah.
It really
complicated
is.
But amazing.
Yeah. All right. 7-figure check. We talked about that to a company on the West Coast. 1 month after Harry Reid's reelection, he introduces online poker legislation. Doesn't go anywhere. But now let's think about this, though. The guy who is making the accusations, this guy, Jeremy Johnson.
Absolutely.
Not exactly squeaky clean, and probably, you know, you have to take some of his testimony with a grain of salt, right?
Absolutely. He's not going to win Rotary Club Man of the Year. He is charged with 86 felonies, and we say his credibility is to be suspect. But what is important is you can have a person with no credibility, and you can follow the evidence that they have, and you find out. I think the overriding question that we're going to try to answer at the Washington Times is, where did that $2.2 million go, and who benefited from it? And when we find that answer, we'll know whether there's a case or not.
Mm-hmm. All right. But we think it's a private company that received most of the money?
We do. There's a tantalizing quote at the bottom of our story, if you're right, all the way through, in which Jeremy Johnson, in a surreptitiously made recording where he's talking to people, said that he was told the money went to a retirement fund. And let's see if we can figure out whose retirement fund that was.
Okay. And do we know the identity of the Harry Reid friend who received the $50K?
We do.
Oh, okay.
We do. And stay tuned. We'll have some more on that front in the next couple of weeks.
Uh-huh. All right. Now, from the standpoint of the Justice Department, any comment from them as to why they didn't pursue this?
The Justice Department can be divided into two. There's always the Bureau, and then there's the federal prosecutors.
Okay.
And they have a natural tension between them. That's part of the process. The FBI's position, I think, is pretty eloquently stated, that we believe we should have been given grand jury authority to investigate this. We got turned down. We're mad. But in the end, if we can get justice through the state prosecutors, we're going to go there. the Justice Department's position is a little bit different, which is, gee, what a really cool thing we did. We threw this to the state and got our hands out of it because we thought they were really capable of dealing with it. The state prosecutors don't feel that way. They feel that the government, as they said in our story, ran away from their obligation to investigate these federal crimes, and now they're leaving it to a group of state prosecutors who don't have the resources to do it.
Mm-hmm. They came to you with this story?
No, we came to them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no.
Just checking.
Oh, yeah.
Just
no,
checking.
This is ABC and the Washington Times have been working for over a year on a long investigation, and this is just one piece of it.
Man, you did keep it a secret. I didn't know about it. I'm here every day.
It's a quiet place.
And I'm always snooping around. All right, so obviously you're going to continue to follow this.
Yes.
And in your mind, where does it go then? To that link, the money?
I think so. When I first came to Washington, I got a little yellow post-it note the first day I walked into the Washington Bureau of AP and said, here's the only thing you need to know about Washington. Follow the money. That's what we're going to be doing.
Yeah, follow the money, follow the money, follow the money. All right, folks, if you haven't read it, you need to check this out. You can go to WashingtonTimes.com or pick it up in the print edition. FBI Blocked in Corruption Probe Involving Senators Harry Reid and Mike Lee. It is by John Solomon, the editor of the Washington Times. Thanks for the update.
Thanks,
Andy. And we'll continue to follow the story. All right, folks, stay tuned. Tammy Bruce coming up next. And she's got a very interesting story about being bossy. I don't think you'll want to miss it. Stay right here, WRC.